Hello, it's Josh Holliday with you. And late last week, the British social etiquette advisor, Debrett's, this is kind of like a Miss Manners, but British, they issued 5 golden rules for using Facebook, which I use all the time. And these are their 5 rules. You don't have to make friends with people you don't know. Think before you poke. 2, wait 24 hours before accepting or removing someone as a friend. The delay will help you gather your thoughts. 3, birthdays, engagements, and weddings are not virtual events. Always send cards or phone friends when there's an important event. 4, think before posting a friend's photo what you would feel like if it was you. 5, think carefully about your profile picture. Would you want it to appear in your local newspaper? Those are their rules. And I got thinking over the weekend, my rules, Josh Holliday rules for Facebook, and here they are. And I welcome your contributions as well. It's up on the blog. And I'll take your calls as well. Applications. No more than 15 applications. And even that's quite a bit. If you add an application, don't invite every single person on your friends list. I don't give a crap what type of cat I am. The reason MySpace died is partly because there was too much junk on people's pages that took it forever to load. Profile pics. No shirtless pics. That's an automatic douche, unless it's unflattering and or ironic. If you're in a couple, this doesn't mean that you share a profile. You're still individuals. Profile pics as a couple, ultra lame, unless you just got married. Celebrate your independence. Also, as with any picture, flashing any kind of hand signal, devil horns, finger, etc., is tray lame. Status updates. No more than 3 a day, max. Too many people change them on a second-to-second basis. Emma is eating candy corn. 3 minutes later, Emma enjoyed the candy corn. 10 minutes later, Emma feels sick to her stomach. Also, if you have a gripe with one specific person, email them or write on their specific wall. Caitlin thinks you are a total bitch. Makes no sense to anybody but one person on that person's friends list. Grammar counts. No is. No, Caitlin is wants to hang out tonight. When tagging, use your discretion. If I look terrible in a picture, which is most of the time, let me tag it. Poking, if someone doesn't return your poke, if you do have to try it again, wait a week. Poking is like flirting. It's always a little strange when guy friends poke you. And that was it for mine. And then I already got a comment on the blog. Mike says group emails, and I totally agree with him. I hate being in on the replies and all that stuff with group emails. And finally, if you add a person to a group or add them to an event or an application and they reject it the first time, don't keep plugging away. Take the hint the first time around. If you've got more, 238-X929 or visit the blog at x929.ca.